our injury situation. Alan Barber is doing well with the hamstring. He'll be listed as questionable. Darren Sproles and Big V. Darren's still in the protocol, and Big V is just not there yet. So we're listing both of them as out of this football game. Selleck is good. DGB is good. Jordan Matthews is fine. Everybody else is good.
Will Barber kind of be a game time?
Game time.
Will he practice play at all?
Yes. Limited, very limited. Just going to see where he's at mobility-wise.
If he can't go, it's Sam Allen?
If he can't go, it'll be Isaac and Brandon.
How is Isaac look?
Been great. In practice, he's smooth, he's athletic, smart. You know, he understands the schemes. Obviously, the live reps, you know, Sunday, we'll find out. But he's done a good job this week.
When you drafted him, obviously, one of the big features of him was he played not all five, but he could play all five positions on the offensive line. But did you envision him ever playing tackle at any point, or did you kind of just envision him as guard center?
More guard center, you know, when we brought him in. He had played a couple games in college at tackle and played well there. So he's very capable of handling it. It's just going to be just a different position. You're more on an island and more one-on-one blocks. And, you know, but he's had a great week and ready to go.
With the running back situation, does this mean Byron Marshall definitely has a role Sunday with two running backs down for this game?
Yeah, he does have a role for Sunday.
Extensive, do you think?
It's possible. You know, it just doesn't necessarily, you don't really know until you get into the game and how you want to use him. But, you know, he's very capable and understands our offense extremely well. So one of the reasons why, we brought him up, and I brought him up was he's been in our meetings all year. He's listened to the terminology. He's seen the guys in front of him play. So he's had a lot of confidence in him getting some reps in the game. Ryan's Ryan. He's going to get, you know, the work and Kenyon and really, excuse me, Byron kind of fill that Darren Sproles role just a little bit. But by no means do we limit anything, you know, with the game plan.
Does Kenyon turn off? With Barber being very limited today and not practicing the last 2 days, I mean, what are the, I guess, the difficulties of trying to get him ready for?
Well, the difficulty is he didn't get a ton of reps, if many, this week. You know, he's just not. Just got to see where he's at again today. But the thing is with him too is if he can give us something, you know, during the game, maybe even as a backup or an emergency, that's possible. But I just got to see where he's at today and tomorrow.
Are you Brandon?
No.
Brooks. What happens then? If Barber and Brooks can't go. I mean, what's your fallback there?
Well, that's the reason I gotta see where Allen's at. You know, you got Josh Andrews sitting there and Dylan Gordon there, and then now Allen in the mix. So that's kind of the rotation. If something were to happen, you know, game time. Well, obviously it's been service team, you know, and he's definitely improved. His technique has gotten a lot better. He's a sharp kid. Got a few reps yesterday. With the offense, and again, it's limited, but at the same time, can definitely get you through a ball game.
Is he strictly a
tackle?
Dylan?
Yeah. Tackle, and he could play that Matt Tobin tight end, Isaac tight end position if we need to. Well, it definitely increases your awareness over there. I have to, as a play caller, make sure that I'm doing Isaac justice by helping him if I can and when I can. And not going to be able to do it all the time, obviously. But I've got to be aware of that. You are aware as a quarterback. And, you know, you just your rhythm and timing have to be just at the utmost high. Just get the ball out of your hand. I mean, these are two great pass rushers off the edge. And we saw that when we – Big V in Washington a little bit, so it definitely ups your awareness, but but got all the confidence in Isaac to do a good job.
So Lane will be coming back after this week, but it'll be a short week. What are your thoughts on that, on whether he'll be able to kind of jump into the mix or not?
Well, if we're in our current injury situation at tackle, I think it's almost a no-brainer that we got to put him out there, even on a short week. And we just got to protect that side, and we can move Isaac back inside and whatever we can do. But, we'll wait till Monday and get him in here, see where he's at and health-wise and all that. But until that time, we'll go with what we got.
Were you able to keep tabs in any way? I know that the communication is limited.
No.
The players can talk to him. Have you? I have not.
I've stayed away from that.
Doug, are there benefits to you going through your first NFL head coaching season and Carson going through his rookie season? Are there benefits of that happening at the same time?
I think so. I think so because as a head coach, I'm learning, learning every single day, every single week, and it's great for me because as number one, as a play caller and managing the game and talking to your quarterback, a young quarterback, we kind of work through some of these situations together. So there's been a great benefit, and for me, it's just heightened my awareness of, the overall game procedure and, the trust that I have in Carson and the offense. But I think there's a lot of benefits of definitely doing this together first year. Yeah, they do a good job of that disguise, and they you get into those third down situations and they move guys around quite a bit and different looks and they're very good at it, and that's why they're top defense in the National Football League, specifically on third down. For us, it's just coming down to the film study during the week, Carson and Jason Kelce being on the same page with mic points and IDs and different things that we do up front with the offensive line and the quarterbacks and backs. And they've done a good job with it all week long. We know that sometimes, we're not going to be able to protect them all. So Carson has to be aware of where he's vulnerable in protection and know where his quick throws are and get the ball out of his hand. But, it's another challenge, but the guys have prepared themselves well.
Has there been any thought at all over the course of the week of sitting Carson, given the state of the offensive line?
No, not at all. And listen, I'm a big believer in we finish this thing out the right way. And we play our guys. We play the guys that have been there all season long. And he's been a big part of that. And I don't want to necessarily do that right now, with him. I don't want to send that type of message not only to him but to the team. And he's a leader and we go with the guys that have battled and got us to this point.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Doug.